If you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
There's no place like home, and there's no experience quite like Queen's Homecoming Football live at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Whether you're in Kingston or abroad, you can experience all the excitement, intensity, and reverence of homecoming football live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in on Saturday, October 19th at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca.
Now.
Hey folks, good evening, how are you? This is Thanksgiving Monday, and this is Jesse Bell here with you with a very special kind of one-off piece of programming. Given that it's the quarterly SOCAN audit, we thought it would be neat if we dedicated an hour of our primetime block to playing songs from Canadian bands and artists to make sure that all of Canada's wonderful, fantastic musicians are able to make that money, honey. So over the next hour, we've got a nice mix of funk, soul, jazz, a little bit of R&B, all sorts of stuff you don't normally, I would say, hear on the station with any regularity, because we want to highlight those outstanding achievements by those artists. Now, I will say, one of the songs coming up later is a certified FM radio dial classic by one Nelly Furtado, but the rest are from bands and artists that are pretty consistently bubbling under, many of whom have made meaningful contributions in their local music scenes, such as our opening act, The Brooks, based out of Montreal with Freewheelin' Walkin'. Love that tune. And we've got a lot of great stuff still to come. Let's get back to it. Coming up next, we have track 3 from Isidore, simply titled Number 3. And this one's like a fun jazz funk fusion type approach. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And I hope you're enjoying a wonderful turkey or tofu or whatever it is you like to have as your Thanksgiving centerpiece meal. Have the music on in the background, chill out, hang out, enjoy your food, enjoy your evening. This is Jesse Bell hanging out with you for the next hour. Got a lot of great CanCon ready for you, so let's get it rolling. This is Isidore, track 3 from their eponymous album, and this is simply called Number 3.
QMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank at ams.queensu.ca.
Let's get crazy.
But the individual is adapting to what's corrupt and evil and corrupting. He switched the source of evil from inward conflict to the society of society. That the sickness of society lay in the society, not in the sickness of human beings in it.
Now it's just.
And if people did not challenge that, then they were in fact submitting to evil.
Now it's just.
What the individual was adapting to was corrupt and evil and corrupting. Corrupt and evil and corrupting. Corrupt and evil and corrupting. Corrupt and evil and corrupting.
Let's get crazy.
Corrupt and evil and corrupting.
Let's get crazy. 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 Let's get crazy.
Of course, we all want to live a well-adjusted life in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities. But there are some things in our society and some things in our world which I'm proud to be maladjusted. I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted to these things until the good societies realize. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself. Racial segregation and discrimination. I never intend to adjust myself to religious bigotry. But there are some things in our society and some things in our world for which I'm proud to be maladjusted.
Let's get crazy.
Yeah! my name is Dale Woman from the Community Options at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also thanks to BSC for the wonderful opportunity.
What's happening? It's Jesse Bell. We're back. This is a special kind of Thanksgiving Monday edition of the Monday mixtape, taking this 4 to 5 p.m. slot to play some outstanding Canadian bands and artists. In our music block, we kicked it off with Isidore, and number 3, we had Barry Paquin Roberge with Soviet Love, King Pong Dub System with Maladjusted, Todd Fancy with Love Mirage, and that was Maya Kiltron with Never Dance Alone. pretty sweet collection of upbeat kind of funk and disco-inspired tracks, but we're going to slow things down just ever so slightly with a really kind of austere and lovely piece from singer-songwriter Arez Zabari. This is her newest release, Cedar Tree, which details the reasoning behind her name, Arez. So the inspiration for her name, a deeply personal song, and one that I have been listening to a great deal lately. I also feel that it is just kind of a perfect piece of fall music. I mean, you got tree in the title, yes, but just the energy it gives, it's both warm, but it's not warm in a sense of outdoor temperature. It's warm to me like a lovely autumn sweater or a bowl of soup. There's just so much warmth exuding from this track. I think you're really going to dig it. And I hope you are digging in to your Thanksgiving meal right about now, or hopefully soon. Thank you for joining us. This is a one-off, very special edition of our Monday, Thanksgiving Monday mixtape at that. SoCan Audit. Let's get some great bands and artists paid. Starting, of course, with friend of the station, friend of the program, Queen's University alumnus, the one and only Arez Zabari. This is Cedar Tree.
Strong enough to shelter me. Cedar tree is beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great,
to make new friends,
get active,
learn a new skill,
a place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Welcome back. You just heard Luke Selleck with Q-Tip, and this is Jesse Bell, your host for this special kind of Monday evening Thanksgiving mixtape. In our music block, we heard Arez Zabari with Cedar Tree, Montreal's own De La Chute with Disguise. We threw it back to the early 2000s with My Queen, Nelly Furtado, and Like a Bird. And what we've got to close out our program today is actually a two-pack of songs. The first is from Kingston's own, the esteemed, established, acclaimed, incredible Piner with Cold Moon. And then we've got something wholly unique to CFRC 101.9 FM. We've got a release radar hyping up incredible tracks from local bands and artists. So we're going to play the new Sadie McFadden single, Grieving at 23. I want to thank you folks for joining me. I hope the rest of your day is the best of your day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy your time either with loved ones or all by your solo. Either works for me. Thank you for joining us and have a great evening. All right, Jesse Bell signing off.
I'm so far away and hurting. I'm so far away. week's release, Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present Sadie McFadden's deeply personal song, Grieve at 23, released on October 3rd. The song reflects on her mentorship and friendship with Prince Edward County artist Suzanne Pasternak, who passed away just over a year ago. With emotional vocals and poignant lyrics, McFadden beautifully captures the heartache of loss at a young age. The warm acoustic guitars build into uplifting, lush strings, perfectly expressing the confusion and pain of grief at such a pivotal age. Let's listen now to Sadie McFadden's Grieve at 23, right here on CFRC.
Flow, and I hope that you're okay. The tears flow.